All right, look with me at Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Verse 3, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. Does this prevent Titus from being saved in this dispensation? No, because he's a Greek and not a Jew. Look with me in Acts 15, verse 23 and 24. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greetings unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with the words, subverting your souls, saying ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. So what is this saying? This is saying that we don't live under the law. We are Gentiles. We're heathens. We're not Jews. We don't live under the Jewish law. And that's what this is saying here. We have our own gospel, the gospel of grace. And all we have to do to be saved is believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. Put our full trust in the fact that that happened, and we're saved. But we have to give our full trust. Come back Sunday, and we'll have more.